Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a Light Bulb Moment.
I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out.
Okay. Welcome to the Light Bulb Moment. Yeah. We forgot that we was going live. We were fucking
live. We are live.
We always live.
We here in the Light Bulb Moment studios. And
AKA the sofa. Yeah, right. Living room with this bitch.
Right. And I hope y'all doing all right today. Asania, how you doing?
I'm cool.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm cool too. What, it's June? It's late June. Oh, Father's Day just passed. Shout out to the fathers.
Shout out to yo, real talk. First time in 38 years I've called my father for Father's Day.
Oh really? Oh, that's significant.
That is
growth. That's incredible.
Right.
That's incredible.
38 years, bro.
Oh, hey, Austin just had a birthday.
Ooh. You know, Austin is 38. Two more years. I'm enjoying these last, you know, 2 years of 30.
Speaking of birthdays, my dad's birthday is tomorrow. He'll be 70. So.
Oh, Dad, that's a
nice monumental year for him.
Right.
And
if he makes it to, when he makes it to 77, and say when he'll made it to the average lifespan.
Oh, okay.
The average lifespan of a woman is 76, 77. God, I gotta take this out.
Okay, but so Asania, apparently he was on vacation.
Vacation.
In his house bus.
House bus. Yeah, Sheila the house Tampa. Bus.
You know, he's all brown now.
I'm
Got brown skin on us and stuff.
I'm sexy brown. Son, I appreciate it.
Right. So
it was nice. Nah, I was just going to share my experience on the house bus with y'all.
Okay.
Just to kind of
be ready for
open it up. You ready for
me and the
pictures,
audience?
The pictures didn't convey like everything we went through. Like, I didn't really record.
What'd you go through? You.
Man, so it was times on the bus where we didn't have problems.
Okay.
So we just had to chill and then like not really having a place to go take a shower at all the time.
Ooh, that's deep.
That's real deep. And then
it helps you get in touch with nature.
Right.
Your natural smell.
And then like even cooking and like the fact that they could cook on the bus and prepare food on the bus was pretty cool. But you had to really think about what you were gonna get and the stuff you're gonna buy and how long it was gonna last, cause the only time you could cook is when you had somewhere you could plug in the power. So let's say they just had to pull over in the middle of the night because they were tired. We pulled over in Cracker Barrel. We spent the first night in the Cracker Barrel parking lot. Talking about feeling like some beach bums or something, like sleeping in the Cracker Barrel parking lot at night. And we had to use the bathroom and there was no toilet on the bus. So I snuck into the hotel that was next to where we were.
Right.
And then we just used that bathroom at nighttime.
But
in the lobby. It was crazy about a hotel. Like they learned, because this is a learning experience. They're about to go on the road and take this bus from Georgia to Alaska. Mm-hmm. So they need to know all the ins and outs that they need. You know what I'm saying? As far as resources that you need to be on the road.
So this was kind of like a test run. Yeah.
This is like a 4 or 5 day test run. Like we even had a breakdown on day number 4 on the way back home. Like the bus wouldn't start. And what do you do when the bus won't start?
So do you think you were like out of your normal element, so it kind of made you challenge yourself a little bit? Was it that type of situation?
Not even just out of my normal element, just the luxuries and amenities that you're accustomed to, them not just being available to you. For instance, we took showers, but we didn't take the traditional shower. They had a water heater.
On the bus? Damn.
No, it was a portable water heater you screw in the gas propane tank and the hose line from like, when the last time you used a water hose to wash something? So the hose line.
Probably when I was home.
Right. In the side of your house.
These apartment lives. I don't know nothing about that.
And you don't know that shit in apartment lives. You forget about that shit. Right. So you screw that shit into the water heater and it had a nozzle on it that you could take a shower on and you have to turn the gas on you. So and so forth. But like, we standing outside on the side of the
right. Bus. I was thinking that's. I'm picturing like something like at the beach or a pool where you be taking the showers.
No, bro, you picturing like a box, a white box this big, mm-hmm. like maybe a foot all the way around in diameter. And long story short, man, and a nozzle that comes from the end, and you're rinsing yourself in the nozzle while you take a shower. Okay. So we pretty much took showers in swimming trunks outside.
I was about to say, yeah. I was like, so were they butt naked outside?
No, but still, we took, and then the water only lasts so long, so you had to conserve it. You kind of had to take a shower with your homie. So you sitting there washing your ass with your best friend.
But then you you can't wash your crotch. So y'all had sour crotch out.
No, we was washing our crotch. That's the thing. We was washing our crotch. You just shared the same, so you just had crotch soap. You just had soap. Crotch soap. That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. It was a lot. Think about it. But that happens all the time when you live with somebody and y'all share soap. You just don't think about it because it's not in front of you.
Like, but usually people just get naked. Which he was
because it wasn't even that.
It
wasn't even because it was my homie, because we're standing out in the middle of this
right
space, not knowing who was watching.
But if people were used to watching out in public like that, people would get naked.
Actually, nudity is not an issue. I'm going to New Beach before 2019.
I think it's one in Puerto Rico.
It's one in Florida. Well, okay. It's way closer. We're going to Florida. It's 8 hours away.
In Tampa?
Nope. Oh. It's like right along the Atlantic.
Huh? Yep. All of Florida
Google did. Closest one going to it. Gotta do it. It's gonna be a bunch of old wrinkled asses. I already know it.
Yeah,
old wrinkled asses, saggy balls, saggy titties, and shit like that. I just want to go to run down the beach and get a tan all over my body. I want to tan the whole thing.
You can tan your whole thing right outside your porch.
Not the same on the beach.
The beach is a different type of sun. The sand and the ocean, it does something to you mentally too. Yeah.
That ain't like laying on your yard, no.
Hell no.
Or laying by the pool.
Because you went to the beach in Tampa too, right?
No, we didn't go to one in Tampa. We went to St. Petersburg.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the name of the beach we went to. I forget. It's one of them beaches, though.
Right. I like the beach.
But that's like two beaches in 1 month.
Yeah, because you went to Savannah Beach too.
Yeah, and that's right. Like, ooh.
Love tiny.
Oh, it's like,
even though it's real simple and not fancy at all.
But that's the thing. The simplicity of Tybee was dope.
Yeah, it's very much
compared to, and it was a lot more private on Tybee versus the one we went to. Same thing. They had rules and regulations. I don't know no rules and regulations at Tybee Island.
They have them. They're just not like all over the place. I mean, you know, don't litter and stuff. You know.
Yeah, but you can bring alcohol on Tybee Island, right?
I've seen people do it all the time.
Right.
Right.
You're not supposed to do that, man. It's just, it's a lot. But St. Petersburg, it was cool. And there was a lot more seaweed. Fuck the seaweed. I mean,
seaweed's cool. Not fun.
Seaweed ain't fun. Now we're trying to swim, shit.
Maybe it's a wild swimming one, though. But go ahead. I don't know. It's, I saw it.
AD. Motherfucking.
But I like the sand, the water, just to like lay on the sand and hear how the water sounds.
Yeah, bro, this shit was therapeutic.
It does something to your mind. Actually,
meditating out there.
Yeah.
Son. One of the best meditations I've ever done.
Beach meditation is it.
You almost didn't want to stop.
And you be baking at the same time.
Or at the same time. It was so damn great. But
then the sand does something to your skin. It like kind of,
it's
like a scrub of some sort.
I was scrubbing my feet all in. I was trying to get the bottom of these feet done because they now I got to get the top.
Exfoliation.
Mm-hmm. But no, the ride there was first. That was an eye opener. First, like we get in this bus, and when you walk in, you like, yo, there's a house. Like, this is really a fucking house. No, like, literally, everybody who said that shit, like, everybody who got in the bus was like, yo, this is a motherfucking house. Like, this ain't just a bus. This is, damn, this is crazy. Like, y'all really living in a house. Then, once it got on, that was cool when it was stationary. But then when you get that motherfucker over here, then when you get in that motherfucker and it started moving.
What'd that feel like? Like, y'all was in a tour bus.
Scared the shit out of me.
That was cool.
It took me a minute to get used to this bus in motion. I wish I could post these videos. Y'all gotta check it out. It's Sheila Blue Bus on Instagram. Check out my people on them. Go follow them, man. It's a crazy ass experience to see how they transform the school bus into a house with the electrical work and everything else. stupid crazy. It's a full blown house in this bitch.
That's what's up.
But now you gotta get used to it moving, cause you ain't got no chairs like in a traditional bus or seat belts. So you land on this homemade sofa that they made out of some cushion, but it's got the same shocks. But when you out of Richard's school, that bitch.
You get in the right position, you can sleep the whole night though. Or you'd be passed out.
That shit was horrible. So in the beginning, it took a minute because just the stability and like it just felt
awkward.
Like it just didn't feel right. So that took a minute to get used to. And then if you sit in the front, you laying down in the front of this bus while it's moving and you're looking at traffic, certain level of motion sickness that I felt like I was getting. Learn how to walk on a moving vehicle, like an RV or something.
But I remember high school for real. We used to be walking the bus, sit down!
Yeah, on the bus, right, because this is not a RV that's been made and built.
Right.
From the ground
it's
up.
Still like, a bus.
From, yeah, the shot. It's still a bus. Right. It's just been converted to be delivered, but it's still a bus.
Right.
Because that bitch can only go 60. 60 was max. So we were slow as fuck on it this day.
Right. So, so it took y'all extra long.
An 8 hour turn into a 10 hour.
Yeah.
So then you had to learn patience.
I was about to say that. So that patience tolerance had to go up.
Because you're watching everything go boom, boom, semis and shit. Like.
And then you had no electricity, right?
But we did. Now that was crazy. They had a generator hooked up to the back. So that's how you got electricity. But the generator worked off a propane tank until we got to a place to be stationary and it was a power supply. All they needed was like a outlet. An outlet, they could plug it into the outlet and they could suck out, you know, then plug the generator straight in, plug the outlet straight into the generator. And then it'll work off the fuse in the house. Right. Actually, I think we blew one of the fuses in the place that we stayed in. Like, the fuse went out that morning. So, like, right around 6 o'clock in the morning, the fuse blew out. And by 7 o'clock, the sun came out. Ooh, it was baking in this bus.
Oh, wow.
It's not insulated. It's not made. It's a bus.
And y'all in Florida, in the sun, no shade, of course. Any other time, you'll be looking for the sun.
Yeah, I forgot what hot felt like. So I went to Florida.
Ooh, on a hot ass bus.
Bro, this is hot as fuck.
You had to really learn patience.
Bro, so, right. So, we had to figure out what we was going to eat. We had to figure out where we were grocery shopping. You in the town, you don't know. You got dietary restrictions. You don't know what grocery stores are available. Diesel fuel is very expensive. So, like,
it's like some type of survival.
Yeah, like some survival shit. You gotta make sure they got any weapons. Like, they're putting the toilet in the bus. It's just the spot where the toilet's supposed to go wasn't the floor wasn't finished. So, they couldn't put the toilet in there until the shit dried. When the power's off, gotta make sure the refrigerator stays closed because you gotta keep the air trapped in until you turn the power back on. And then,
ooh, and that toilet on the bus.
Well, yeah.
Are they gonna build like a little thing around it?
I mean, it has a.
I've seen toilets on
buses.
They
have a window, and there's a curtain. But I'm just thinking, <while I'm> shitty.
Right? How does that go work out?
Because how does that? How do you fumigate that out the bus? Because they're gonna need fans. You're gonna need special fans, some light. Because when the power goes out, ain't no air conditioning. So they got to get extra fan. It's a lot. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like completely disconnected, but they were living off the grid. Eventually, they want to put solar panels up there.
Right.
So they can use solar power instead of always having to use propane tanks. That will also save them a lot of money. Fill up propane tanks. Then they need to create, then even with the generator, they need to come up with a cover or awning to cover up the generator so that when it rains, because when it was raining, we had to pull over and turn the generator off because they didn't want to have it running in the rain and potentially short circuit.
Right.
So then we back on the bus with no air, no electricity, no, it's just the bus again. It's just a regular old bus.
How long was this trip?
Man, we did 10 hours. We did it for 4 days. We left Tuesday and came back on Friday.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad. It wasn't too bad. I wish we could have stayed home. But it was like, so what are we going to eat tonight? So we're going to spend money eating out? Or are we going to go to the grocery store?
Kill a squirrel.
No. You blame about people who probably do that shit. Cause they about to go. I mean, they're driving to Alaska for seasonal work.
Who the fuck drives to Alaska from Georgia?
It's an adventure. They gonna get to see the country. Just gonna go hit different landmarks and shit. Like
out of Alabama.
So they gonna lift the engine on the bus so they can get more speed off it, so it won't top out at 60. But then it was stuff like
that's gonna take them like a week.
What, to get their license? No, they're looking at like 2-3 weeks. Because they're going to stop a couple of places. And the fact that it can only go 60 if they don't get it lifted before they go. It's going to be looking at like 2-3 weeks. They're going to have to get extra supplies of diesel because, you know, the gauge on the thing. Man, I'm at one stop. Man, it was $70 for a fill up on diesel.
Yeah, it's a bus. Yeah.
And that only gets you so far. It's not even like that ride for me in my car probably would have, might have had to fill it one time. Right. On max tank, that would have cost me $40-$50. You know what I'm saying?
So did this trip
make you? We filled up three times.
Appreciate?
It made me appreciate some things, but it also made me look at, well, okay, so this was the spiritual part. That was the experience. We were just living out in the wild. Like, you had to find shit to do. They had a TV on that bitch, but they kind of broke it. But honestly, you didn't want to watch TV. Like, we so detached. Like, TV is the last thing you want to do. Like, we connected with everything else. We outside. Like, it's not a house. We cooking. We went to the beach. We interacting with each other. Like,
y'all got surrounded by the experience.
Yeah, TV was the last thing you wanted to do. Like, why do you don't need to escape into TV?
Right.
When you already
escaping
and experiencing that. But what I did look at is, like, if I ever had to live off the grid, or if I ever wanted to live off the grid, is it feasible? What would you do? What would be needed? You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, realistically, if some crazy shit happened, we had to live off the grid, internet wouldn't exist. So I'm not worried about that. So how would you navigate without internet? Because they wouldn't got maps and shit and mapped out there.
Well, we say this like the internet been around all the time. And it hasn't been.
But it doesn't matter. Like, we are so
accustomed
and used. Spoiled.
Technology.
I don't care if the internet been around. Like, the GPS has been around for the past 5 to 10 years.
You know, my brother still don't use GPS. But anyway, go
ahead. How does he get around?
I don't know.
Your brother, you get triptychs from tripling?
He get lost. But anyway. But yeah, like, it will be a different life. It will be a very, very different experience.
Yeah, it'd be a completely different experience, man. You got to think about your survival. How long your food is gonna last? Storage systems are gonna need coolers and shit.
Do you think it could be turned into a better life if we didn't have?
So if we all lived in that level of simplicity, yeah. I don't know what better we could say because you still gotta think of certain people's mind frame. Not everybody still has a healthy mental state of mind. So some people, you still gotta deal with wolves. You still gotta deal with crazy ass people and people who try to take advantage.
Wolves, you mean like real wolves?
No, I mean like people. Like,
oh, gay people,
society,
who,
yeah. The vast majority of it's a sheep, and then every once in a while you got some wolves that either right. protect right. or come in and raid sheep.
Right.
My forehead peeling?
Yeah.
Is it really? Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. No, let's do this shit, baby. Let's do it. Oh, look, it's Lex. It's our producer calling in. Hold on 1 second. Let's just throw it on for the hell of it.
Okay.
Hey, Lexi.
Is that a cat?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, we're recording. You're on live.
Hey, Lexi.
Hey, Lexi.
Hi. Oh, you're already over there.
Yeah.
Sucker. I was gonna ask you if you needed me to come get your
rainbow over there. Oh, we're recording right now as you speak. See you online.
Yeah.
Suckers. What up, bitch? Everybody click that subscribe button. Like,
well,
homie,
it's
the movement.
It's the movement.
It's the movement. That's a lot of energy she was brought in here. Yeah. We smiling hard now. I can't see. Yeah, but we here now. We're recording. We are. How long? Oh, shit. I didn't realize we're 20
minutes. Yeah.
All right. But I'll call you back when it's over with.
Yeah. Great job, guys.
Bye, boo. Yeah. Ooh, that's pop. But yeah, man. Disconnecting. got to look at what it's like to live off the grid, reconnect with your surroundings, went outside, meditated. Then we actually found a park, so went out in the park, chilled outside in the park for a while. You know, my new hobby thing, swimming on the swings is my shit, man.
Right.
So any park I find, I got to swing in the swings.
Would you say that meditating outside with nature is a lot more, stronger, I guess, than meditating like on my couch? Does it make a difference? Is there a different level of connection or something like that?
You want me to tell you, it wasn't even about where I was meditating. It was the fact that I wasn't worried about anything, any of my initial external insecurities, you know, like, or not insecurities, but responsibilities. Okay. None of my responsibilities.
So it wasn't about meditating outside. It was the experience. It was
the experience of being disconnected from my responsibilities. It's like looking at their bus. This is their home.
Okay.
And this is their car. And it's paid for. The only thing they're paying for is the maintenance and the upkeep. How much you pay for this?
$710.
To what?
To live in it.
Just to sleep.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
When you're not sleeping, if you are sleeping, and you don't come in and you don't, because how often do you cook?
Not much of a cook.
So really you?
But I eat at work.
So it's a shelter for you to keep, a shelter for you. And all your shit.
Pretty much. My storage.
That you don't spend most of your time even with or using. It's just a storage. Yeah. And you pay $750 just to have some kind of personal storage. And then we pay, like, I'll use mine. So I pay $350 a month for a vehicle that I probably only use, I say, an average maximum 3 to 4 hours a day. And that's a move. Their bus and the house is paid for, and they get more usage out of their bus and their home than at a cheaper cost. And it's more simplistic lifestyle than we have for all this extra shit that we pay for, just to put other shit in, just to keep accumulating more and more shit. Like, because they can't take on too much shit. They can't have enough space to keep
that
shit in their bus.
Get all cluttered with a bunch of shit that you don't need in your
life. Like, honestly, on the sleep, we don't pay attention, but, like, our houses become a hoard space.
Yeah, like, someone came to my house, and I was like, I'm sorry, you know, I ain't got enough space for this, enough space for that. And they simply just said, why don't you just get rid of it? I was like, you know, my closet ain't big enough, and I don't have it. They was like, well, why don't you just give it to Goodwill? And I was like, oh. That makes so much sense.
You know what, a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
And that's really what the space becomes. Like, everything in their house, like, we use.
Right.
You need it. And it's only out of necessity. It's not out of, you know what I'm saying? Like, the TV is cool. They don't really need a TV.
Right.
I mean, he got an Xbox because he won't play Xbox. That's that. That's just entertainment. So when people come over, they got something to do and shit like that when they entertain.
Come over.
Mm-mm. Because it's set up to entertain at least about maybe 4 people.
Oh, okay.
You could say like maybe 4 people, and then I told them they should get some lounge chairs.
Would you trade what you have for what they have if you could?
If I had no debt.
Okay.
If I was able to, when I eliminated all my debt, I would probably suit the bus up a little bit more and put some more work into it, making sure the suspension and everything is a lot more suited. Mm-hmm. I may be finding a base bus.
But under the right circumstances.
Yeah, right. Under the right circumstances, that lifestyle, yeah. I'm a hippie. Not hard. It was the freedom, Sean.
Right.
Like, you could get on the road and just go, and you didn't have to worry about your home, coming back to your home, what you had to take care of, making sure this was straight, your dog, this job, where they found. I mean, honestly, if you knew how to trade on the stock market, they wouldn't have to be employed. If they knew how to make money some other way outside of.
There's plenty of ways to make money without.
There's plenty of ways of doing that. Right. So if you just create that kind of revenue stream and just move around like that,
you have freedom of time.
You have the luxury of just, and then, I mean, eventually it would go from, once you saw enough of the country, you probably want to go to South America or Canada or something like that. So you would just have, it's just that freedom, bro. You're not stuck in that one spot. But it's
people who do this.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's literally people. Yeah, that's what they realized. It was like, yo, it's a whole bunch of people who do this. Like, this is, we're not doing anything extreme. But I'm like, you are compared to the masses.
Compared to us who on this rat race of a goddamn life.
Right. I'm like, dude, y'all not stationary. Like, you going to go bing, bing. You know what? We don't feel like driving tonight. Because that's how I felt. Like a regular road trip, you like, damn, we in this car. We got to get somewhere where it's safe when we pull over because we can't just stay in this car and shit. It's like, okay, we tired. Pull over, rest out. Shut down for the night. Nice. Babe, you hungry? Yeah, what we cooking? Eat, smoke, do whatever you're going to do. Go to sleep, wake up the next morning, and get back on the road and keep it moving. You ain't got to pay for no hotels. Just it was just freedom.
Even if I wouldn't do it for a long time,
at least for a year, that shit sound dope.
Cause it's, if you think about it, to a lesser extent, that's kind of what artists do. Not travel. The ones that are like super, but I know it's artists that tour all throughout the year and aren't like super rich, but they kind of live off their tour bus.
Bruh, but my creative mojo and everything was flaring, like being on that beach, that freedom, that, and then the sun from the beach was so rejuvenating.
And you constantly get inspiration because you constantly
seeing new shit. Like I literally at one point just walked the strip. Cause it was eating. I was like, I'm just gonna go walk. I want to see what this shit has to offer. Like, let's just go see St. Petersburg, Florida, for the hell of it. And then you look and you're like, yo, this shit don't look that much different from any other place. Any other place, but the beach is cool. They have this to offer, but it was just like, it was just eye opening. And then meditating on the beach and being by the water. And then also for me, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. When my hair being this length, I didn't realize I had created an anxiety or phobia, no, anxiety or fear of actually swimming because of how the water affects the weight of my hair and how long it takes to dry.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Exactly. Forever. Like, we talking days. Motherfuckers don't understand. Like, in this state, we looking at days to dry. We're not looking at, especially like, with no sit on the dry, it's going to be damp as hell. I had a cornrow, but still, even when it being cornrow, it took a minute for me to submerge myself into the water.
But if you stay out in the sun and just stay there, that shit will dry.
That shit dried up fast as hell.
And that
that's because I was in that bitch baking like a motherfucking roast.
It's a way.
So, just being free in that water, I actually release some shit into the water. Yeah, I learned how to float. Mm-hmm. So, right, I didn't know how to do it. Yeah, I didn't know how to do that shit. I was a dead man trying to float. Fucking dead man floating. I was already dead. I was sinking. So, that was like an eye-opener. And just being, like, floating in the ocean, just floating free. Like, just letting the water... It was just so therapeutic. Yeah. And that's why I say connecting with nature, I get it. Like, even now, I want to go outside and walk.
Even with Stone Mountain? Tree,
Stone Mountain. Yeah. I've been connecting with nature in so many different ways that I can see, like, I feel better. My glow is better. Like, this is my thing now. Like, okay, this is what I've been missing. I kept myself so introverted, so secluded from everything. Like, I was missing out on a whole lot. And it was actually starting to affect me mentally because I wasn't getting the nutrients I needed from the earth. The sun alone, man. Like, we take all these pills, but fresh air, going outside, exercise, all that, man, it really helps. Now I just got to find a healthy sex partner to have healthy, repetitive sex with. All jokes aside, I'm not playing. Like that's a whole other conversation.
That is a whole other conversation. That's another lane. But I'm going to ask one quick question. So with that being said, would you say that you would need to have sex with that person every day?
Yeah, I'm looking for... No, I'm not talking about for intimacy. Intimacy, but I'm not just talking about like to be freaky or nasty. It's just my sex drive. It's like working out. Mm-hmm. Twice a day, 30 minutes a day. It's an hour exercise. But that takes work. You ain't busting out 30 minutes
of
sexual intercourse. Think about it. I'm not talking about foreplay. I'm talking about actual 30 minutes of sexual intercourse. That's some fucking cardio, man.
Especially, that's too much.
And it helped with the abdominal area. I was burned. fat, endorphins, sleep better, relieve anxiety, stress, orgasms help release some stuff. Yeah, I'm thinking from health benefits. I'm not talking about...
But you know, there are health benefits in not having sex.
That's cool. Healthy balance.
You better balance, okay?
Balance. I'm all about balance, bro. I'm all about balance. I'm all about balance. I'm not looking for something to be too great and good. I'm not looking for the worst. But if it does, if something chaotic happens, well, fuck it. That's the balance of the situation.
Right.
Period. Like, I'm not looking for the extremes. I think we get caught up in extremes too much.
Okay, and, I can agree.
And even in that space on this trip, like, that's why I found some balance. Like, I found some chill.
Because when you was first describing it, it did sound a little extreme. I was like, that's something fine.
Motherfucker, it felt extreme. And I was like, oh, what did I sign on for? I don't know if I'm ready for this shit.
Drop me off. I'll take a plane, a train, a bus back to...
We ride, and I'm like, okay, once we got air conditioned the power for the first time, I was like, okay, this is not bad. I can plug my phone in and play my game for a while. And it's like, yeah, okay, I can sit, play my game. Bro, I can relax. We're in the house.
Right.
You know what?
Better and better, right?
You know what? Yeah. Who's pulling over a school bus?
Right.
The bitch only goes 60, so we can just do our thing and chill. And then when we pulled the Cracker Barrel, it was like, we woke up to breakfast right there. Right. I ain't gonna lie, we ain't have no towels for the beach. For some reason, nobody brought fucking towels with me. So my hood ass was like, yo, son, at the hotel right there, right? Like, yeah, yeah. I said, what time is it? Like, 11, 12 o'clock. I got this. I'll be back. Got an idea.
You stole their towels?
Housekeeper was going hard.
I mean,
I was like, so now you know for the road, you ever need towels, you forget you ain't got no towels, your towels ain't clean, just go over by the hotel. They don't know. They don't know.
They don't.
They don't know who's in there. You just go in this random, got some towels, walk back out. Some towels.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. That's part of the expense.
Right.
But, yeah, man, just shit like that, bro. Like, it was just really, really chill, eye-opening. What do you do? The first night we got there, it rained again, so we had to sleep with the generator off, but it was raining, so it was cool. We got to rock the rocking chair, Cracker Barrels. Yo, hard, like, you can make food conservation as a mug. Like I said, you don't want to waste nothing. Mm-hmm. You want everything to last.
Oh, wow, because we just waste food all the time. Yeah,
because you're trying to make your money stretch.
Right.
You just want to buy some stuff and let it go to waste.
Right. You
so,
eat that.
Man, all kind of shit, man. It was deep. It was deep as hell. But the biggest thing was like going to the beach. And then for my friends, they got the young lady got to connect with her father.
Oh, dope.
And her grandmother's 99. She hadn't seen her in like a year or so. So she got to connect with her grandmother. So it was a spiritual experience, with them. It was a way for them to see, because I understand they live together, but like now you're on the road living together. How do you handle adversity on the road? Because when that bus broke down, we was all sitting there like,
because they're a couple, right?
They're a couple.
Okay.
And I actually had to just sit there and meditate on it, like, yo, well, I mean, what you gonna do? The bus broke down. You can't fix it right now. All you can do is be patient and handle it step by step. And that made them look at, yo, we need to get because they had motors insurance. Somebody who set the insurance gave motors instead of RV, mobile home insurance. And that's completely different parameters as far as, like, what you can get done. So, like, they didn't have no roadside assistance for all these purposes. Hey, yeah, right? So, see, like, how do you fix a bus? Who do you call to fix a bus? I was like...
It's a lie.
It was a lie. Wait. Mm-hmm. Where do you park a bus in public?
Oh, you just park it. No, that's not how it works.
It don't fit. It's 30 feet. It don't fit in every parking spot.
Very true. I'm thinking about big, wide open parking lot, but there are always big, wide open parking lots.
All type of new different situations, yeah. But it's still, you was free, you was on the road. It is a great experience. I thought
so it was worth awesome. It.
It was like, man, yeah. I'm telling you, I would do it again. Like, I told them when they hit the West Coast, when they're coming back from
Alaska,
hit me up because I'm going to meet them in Washington and just ride now in October, right down that line.
Come on.
But it's got me looking at everything, tour, man. I mean, down the Pacific. Yeah, Pacific. Yeah, man. It's got me open to all kind of other stuff. I've been looking at silent retreats.
I want to go on a silent retreat. I do. I really do.
So, start saving your money, 227. September, October. I think it's around that.
That's not bad.
200 something.
It's still be
it. Looking for like five. Is it 200, 300, maybe 400? It depends on where retreat. Me and Hannah were looking at salary retreats.
Oh, I want to go. Hannah can be salary? Ooh, we'll see. I don't see Hannah being salary for that long. I'm joking. Maybe I can't do it.
I mean, maybe I can't do this because we looked at the regiment.
Right. What's involved? I thought you'd be quiet. What else you do? And meditate.
Wake up. Silence it. Everything is silent during the day. Silent walk. Silent meditation. Silent exercise. So you do yoga, qigong, silent lunch, dinner, breakfast.
I wonder what happens when you don't talk for that long.
Then you get like maybe I think 30 minutes to an hour out of the day to
talk,
speaking time, and then it's something, and then lights out at 10 o'clock.
What's it do to you? Oh, I want to go. So that's another, yeah, I want to go. I do. Lights out at 10 o'clock, that's early?
But you up at 6:30 in the morning.
That's early?
And what you going to do? After 10 o'clock, what do you do? What do you do?
Bring a pen and pad?
They got a whole layout for the day.
Sounds interesting. Yeah.
I think you go walking 2 or 3 times out of the day. You get 3 meals out of the day. There are chores for you to take it, for you to do. And then you sit down and be still 2 or 3 times out of the day. And then you meditate twice out of the day.
Interesting.
Yep. But all of it is silent except for that few minutes of activity. Yeah. But yo, it's fun, man. I'm glad you let me tell my story, man. I think at the end of the day, my whole light bulb moment for y'all is like sometimes you got to disconnect and go out and have an adventure. It was an adventure. I went on an adventure, son. Me and my people on the road. You got to do that. We call white people crazy because they be jumping off of cliffs and shit, but sometimes that stuff, you just need to disconnect from this chaotic ass shit we in and just go experience life, man.
Detachment,
big time.
I think
big time.
My light bulb moment is I won't go into salary retreat, but another light bulb moment is I would say that what I got from your story is that a lot of times when you travel, it can be inspiring when you go somewhere else and see different stuff, you know? Ain't always gotta be the most luxurious trip or planned trip, you know? Sometimes you just need to...
Shit, man, go to the city right now to go.
Right. I tell one of my friends that day, I was like, let's go to Memphis. You know, let's go to some random city in Georgia. Oh, we don't want to go there. It's so lame. It's this, it's that. They ain't got this.
Looking for that big party, that nightlife. That
right.
Big, what you call it. Yo, when we get on, I got to remind you. I got to tell you about the trap. Y'all forget I got all these tattoos.
But yeah, it's all up.
Yeah, we got to go. I got to tell you about trap.
But thank y'all so much.
Make no doubt. Be good. Awesome. Tell your friends. Life for a moment.
Keyshawn Deron.
All it. Skadoosh.